Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Roadrunner is a fascinating and unsettling documentary about Anthony Bourdain. Early in the film, you can hear the filmmaker, Morgan Neville, speaking softly behind the camera. Gossip isn't what he's after, he assures an uneasy interview subject. It's a reference to the tabloid scandal that broke shortly before Bourdain's death. I want to make a film about why he was who he was, Neville says. The whys of that life are dominated by why, of all irrepressible people, the cook turned chef turned writer and media star committed suicide 3 years ago at the age of 61 by hanging himself in his room in a French hotel. There's no way to penetrate that mystery. Neville touches briefly on the scandal without proposing it as the answer. Still, his film leaves us with a vivid, deeply satisfying sense of the man Bourdain was as well as the one he seemed to be. Sometimes the two coincided. In film clips from the late 1990s, during Bourdain's tenure as an executive chef at Brasserie Leal in New York, he's the same brash, funny, alluring, articulate, self-ironic, and immensely likable prodigy of energy he continued to be for much of his life. Where the person and the persona begin to diverge in the documentary is after the suddenly celebrated author of Kitchen Confidential hits the road for a TV food and travel show whose various iterations will span and pretty much consume 16 years of his life. It's not just the rigors of the road that take a frightening toll. His friend, the artist and self-described junkie David Cho, says people forget that Anthony Bourdain was a junkie. It jumped. The addiction jumped. Those five chilling words are important, even though Bourdain, by his own account, had gotten off heroin around 1988. Always a searcher, as well as a smoker, drinker, and legendary eater, he grows addicted to doing shows that are difficult, if not borderline impossible, to pull off. He's relentless in his pursuit of intensity, while his family life crumbles and his relationship with his production team becomes ever more fraught. They describe him in their interviews as always trying to be a better person, yet frequently difficult, impatient, angry, or willful when the camera isn't on him. Neville's film has been criticized for what some see as a sexist and reductionist implication that the cause of Bourdain's suicide was his failed relationship with his last girlfriend, the Italian actress and filmmaker Asia Argento. She figures significantly toward the end of the film, but she's a latecomer in a documentary that evokes and makes sense of the full sweep of Anthony Bourdain's gifts, charms, successive careers, sustaining passions, and bedeviling obsessions. It's a film of fitting energy and complexity, a stirring account of an astonishing life. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.